You ready?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we find out who the man is.
Who the man is?
Well, it's a reference to who the... Okay, start over again.
Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we find out who the man is.
Who the man is?
Well, it's a reference to who a band is.
Who the band is?
Yes, the band is and the man is.
Bandage?
No, never mind. Just play Quart Jar. Okay, we're back this week. And one thing I think if people were listening yesterday, one thing we may have forgotten to mention is that the callers,
yeah,
they get something special for calling this week and leaving a message about their favorite music of 2017. What do they get, Patrick?
They get a mixtape, Jim, made by you and me. So you get side Jim, side Patrick, and provisionally titled Crank It.
Crank It.
2018.
And... You're not saying mixtape in like some broad sense. You mean it physical, actual cassette tape, right?
Literally a mixtape that we've made.
Like the way hip hop artists put out, they don't consider it a full album. It's a mixtape, like not that kind of thing, right?
No, not at all. I've been dubbing the damn things off, Jim, all week on my double cassette deck. Thank you, Onkyo.
Do you have a high speed machine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And I did a high speed one and checked it just to make sure everything was okay. But it's going to be a brand. Actually, Jim, this tape's going to be so cool. It'll almost look like it was recorded over an old cassette tape.
Wonder why you would make that look.
It's vintage.
Now, do you have to like use the Scotch tape?
Occasionally.
Because the tabs are already knocked out, right?
So you have to. Right.
Yes.
I'm going to knock the tabs out on this record here by Bananarama because I'm never going to want to record over
it. That's right. Okay. All right. So mixtape, honest to goodness mixtape, we put together some of our favorite songs from 2017. We can't tell you what they were.
It's fabulous.
You only
though,
know
it
if you listen to
I've
it.
I've been listening to it.
And if you had called in, as we promised, and left a message, then we're going to mail that out to you. But of course, you also have to tell us where you live or work or whatever. We just need some address or PO box or whatever.
A meetup point for the courier.
Yes. Where do we meet your drug courier or whatever? We can put that in with. So if you did call and you left a message, then somehow either through email, rock@suburbspod.com, it's probably the best way, or a direct message. And our Twitter @SuburbsPod or Facebook also @SuburbsPod. You can you need to let us know where we should mail the damn thing.
So we'll do that. Okay. Take care of that, please.
Otherwise, it's just going to some of our friends here. So, is there like a limited time they have to claim the tape or anything? We'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Yeah,
right.
I'll have to review what the lawyers wrote up on this. Yeah, okay,
please do.
All right. So let's get to our next call, the featured call of today from Barrett Reese.
All right.
He has he's a longtime listener. He's interacted with us before.
Good man.
We should introduce ourselves. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here's Barrett.
Hey, Jim and Pat. This is Barrett Reese calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So for my album of the year, I was actually kind of conflicted this year. First of all, we have St. Vincent's Mass Seduction, which is just such an amazing, amazing album. But we also have Portugal the Man, Woodstock album, which also is so great. God, I have to say they're both really, really a tie right now, but I have to say Portugal the Man, probably my album of 2017. So, hey, love your show. Thank you so much for being on the air every single day, and thank you so much. Bye.
All right, quick call. He gets in, gets out.
Yeah,
don't bore us. Get to the chorus, right?
Well, he did philosophically wrestle.
He did
there,
right
between those two. Yeah, we heard him wrestle
within 30 seconds. You know,
I think we heard the decision. That was probably an exclusive as well.
So Portugal the Man is what he decided on, and you told me earlier that you don't really know.
I don't.
You don't know anything.
It's kind of in the Lana Del Rey category for me. It's like a face you see on the tabloid at the supermarket, but you don't really know the music.
Well, okay. So this is interesting because let me ask you this. I wonder if this still holds up. If there is, you know how in the past, I think we've talked about this before, like there'd be some hit song, like Billie Jean or something like that, right? And you almost like, you couldn't avoid it.
Yeah.
Not that you necessarily would want to with that song, but like it was just everywhere. Like it was on the radio and, you know, you'd go to stores or whatever, you would hear it, it'd be on TV or whatever.
Literally by osmosis, you would absorb the
and
song.
And to the extent that that can exist today, it might be this Portugal the Man song. Like it is one of those songs that was, you know, as big of, as you can make sort of a hit in today's world, this would be it. So I'm going to play, it's called Feel It Still. And you can tell me if you've heard this before.
Right.
Maybe you have and you
maybe
don't
I
even
have,
realize
I don't
it.
Don't even know.
To keep my hands on myself.
The verdict?
I got nothing.
No, really?
No, I didn't ring a bell.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I don't I think that was a like sort of the song of the summer.
Yeah. I must be hanging out in the wrong places.
I don't know. And even with not even like your high school daughter, nothing. You didn't bring this to your attention? Nothing like that? No,
nothing came across the radar on this song. Yeah. I think my two oldest are probably more into indie rock.
I don't think
this
would be their thing. Yeah.
And I think the youngest maybe listen to it, but probably, I don't know.
It's just very catchy.
Yeah, it really is. It's very catchy. I can feel it. Yeah.
It's got a good groove and it's got a good hook. And
very modern and sharp.
Yes, but also has sort of some call outs to some older, you know, R&B and stuff like that too. So, and that beat feels kind of 60-ish.
Yeah.
And so there you go. And that was Portugal the Man.
Yep.
All right. So, thanks again for the call, Barrett. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
And I had forgotten that Barrett is from Pittsburgh, and I will not hold that against him. He will still get the tape.
That's right. Fresh out of the oven.
I just don't want it to any way be associated with the Steelers, if we can somehow avoid that. All right.
It's not Barrett's fault. The Browns have only won one of the last 32 games. And still rehired their coach.
It is.
And anyway, that's not what you called about.
No, but when you think about rivalries in all of sports, right? That has to be the most lopsided one there ever has been.
Probably is. Except for the Bernie Kosar years, man. It was all in favor of the Steelers.
It's painful. Probably the Steelers don't even think of the Browns as a rival.
They're in our division.
It's like, what? That's just like a little thing we swat away twice a year. Okay. Where are we going with this? So, all right. We're going to hear more calls tomorrow.
Can't
we got
wait.
More favorites of last year. We'll have less NFL talk. And I think that's about it. So I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to play out here with another one he almost picked as his favorite. Do you know much about St. Vincent?
I do. A lot more than Portugal the Man. And I'm all in favor of the new album.
Mass Seduction, which most people think when they first look at it is Mass Education.
Yeah, but it's not right.
Mass Seduction. So let's just play the title track off of that.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Black saints and a lady playing knock our soul. A punk rock romantic slumped on the kitchen floor. Nuns in stress positions smoking marble rolls. Lolita is weeping, the bride is beautiful. My seduction. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. Like a weapon.
Almost seems like 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins would make a good segue right after that song plays. Remember that single, 1979, that they had?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe just because of the years.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm riding that for the segue.
All right. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about exactly.